Joining us once again is our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. Now, Kim, today we've been in the baking lab, we've been in the milling lab, and really taking a look at what protein and quality protein in wheat means towards the flour and that end product. But while we see there's some value to be added there and captured, how do producers do that?
Well, as individuals, they probably cannot capture that increased value for the protein. Now, if they store on farm and they merchandise that wheat, there's the potential to do that. But the way you capture that return, that value of the wheat, is to produce it at a market as a whole. In other words, the state of Oklahoma produces a good, high quality, high milling quality wheat, good protein, then the market's going to pay the state a premium for that wheat. You'll see that in the basis. So as an individual, probably not going to capture it. But as a state, as a market area, you can capture that higher value.
All right, now let's move up to Kansas City Board of Trade this week. The wheat contract broke through resistance. Let's talk about what's happening there.
Well, watching that July contract, you can watch the March either one. Both of them broke that strong resistance point that we talked about the last couple of weeks. Let's talk about $8 for that July contract, or $7.98 if you want to be precise. We're trading right below that. If we stay below that, say through Tuesday of next week, then we're possibly going to go down another 50 cents. Breaking that, you're really into no man's land, and there's a potential, if we get timely rains, of maybe dropping a dollar off this market. If we go back above, then we can gain back 50 cents. But I'm really concerned about what's going on with prices right now.
Okay, also in the news this week, there's a lot of talk about corn. What's happening with that crop?
Well, you read a lot on corn. They're talking about over 99 million acres of corn being planted. You know, you can go back 7 or 8 years and we had 77, 78 million acres of corn. So that's a lot of corn. You can just have say 147 bushels per acre. They talk about the trend line being around 165. And you look at ending stocks on July 31 of 2014, you're talking about going from about 600 million bushels to maybe 1.4 billion bushels. And some analysts are saying that we could have 2 billion bushels of ending stocks. We have a corn crop like that, you're going to have a lot lower corn prices.
Right. And what is that going to then translate to the wheat crop, which is what, of course, we have here to worry about?
Well, I think we probably got, 70, 75 cents in the wheat price. That's because of corn, keeping wheat from going into the feed market. You lower corn prices, you're going to lose that 75 cents on wheat prices.
All right. Good information. As always, Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.